Seattle's historic tribe, the Duwamish, is facing its final shot in the court system for federal recognition. In June, the feds are expected to decide if they'll go ahead with a new review of this decades-old case. This week, federal officials indicated they're still weighing the options. Tribal status would open up federal benefits like health care, fishing rights, and the chance to run a casino. It would also likely open up questions about membership in the tribe and who belongs. That's an issue leaders of the Duwamish and other tribes are already confronting, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
On a rainy Saturday afternoon, a strong brew of native tea warms up the crowd at the Duwamish Longhouse in West Seattle. The tribes hosted this casual tea party every spring since the Duwamish Longhouse opened 3 years ago along the Duwamish Riverbank. The tribe's leader, Cecile Hansen, thanks the 50 or so people for coming. Then she enlists their help in the tribe's fight for recognition.
I would send a really tough letter to our president and say, okay, just sign the status back to the Duwamish people. Come on, we need
Hansen is the great-great-grandniece of Chief Seattle, who once led the Duwamish. She argues the U.S. government failed to honor a treaty signed with the chief more than 150 years ago. It promised the Duwamish reservation land and other tribal rights that never materialized. Without a home base and federal standing, the Duwamish have struggled for decades to maintain their identity and cohesion. Hansen describes her tribe as homeless. So I'm wondering, are you holding perhaps the newest Duwamish member?
He's the newest member, yeah. Maximus is his name.
This proud new mom is Cecile Hansen's granddaughter, Christina Williams. She hopes her 7-week-old son will grow up without this question of federal status hanging over him.
Oh, there, that's what we needed.
Throughout her own childhood, Williams remembers watching her mom and grandmother lead this struggle for recognition. It dominated their lives.
It always seemed like a lost cause. There was always one big no after another from the government.
Now, Williams is optimistic all that persistence will pay off. In March, a federal judge indicated past reviews of the Duwamish petition may have been flawed. He ordered to have the case sent back to the Department of Interior for a new look. Williams hopes a favorable decision would reinvigorate her tribe as a whole and events like this luncheon.
I was expecting to see a few more tribal members here today, but where is everybody?
You're right. I always wonder that, too.
She's not talking just about this tea party. Over the years, many Duwamish have strayed away from the tribe, as Cecile Hansen also observes.
Well, you know, and they probably have a good reason where they've been probably trying to survive. You know? Yeah.
Hansen explains how some former members have enrolled with other tribes for the same benefits she still seeks for the Duwamish. Her own brother joined the Suquamish tribe years ago for fishing rights.
He needed to fish.
The Duwamish have nearly 600 enrolled members now, but official status could create a strong magnet for more people to join, as it has for other tribes. Like a mama bear, Hansen's got her guard up about long-lost potential members who may come knocking on her door.
They weren't there before. If they're just going to think we're going to get rich, I feel that's a wrong reason.
Hansen says tribal membership would be open to descendants, as it is now, but she's unclear how the enrollment guidelines might change with federal status or how her tribal council would proceed. That's a question some people outside the tribe are also closely watching.
What we want is for them to be able to understand that we're out here, your family's out here.
Jewel James is a longtime leader with the Lummi tribe north of Bellingham. We sit on a bench overlooking the waterfront near a 15-foot totem pole James helped carve.
So this was an awesome, fun project. So we carved this big bear.
He spent most of his life on this Lummi reservation.
My Indian name's Sa-Si-Ach. Sa-Si-Ach. That means younger than Seattle.
Like Hansen, James is also related to Chief Seattle as a great-great-grandnephew. So he's always considered himself Duwamish, too, even though he's no longer an officially enrolled member. James guesses about 2,000 other Lummi members can also claim Duwamish lineage, yet they have little interaction with the official group. This fragmented tribe is partly the result of no federal standing and no land, But James sees another reason. He says Duwamish leaders have failed to reach out to the larger Native community.
I feel sad because they rob themselves, cheat themselves by not working with their reservation relatives. They could have a lot more power and strength if they formed a council that went from reservation to reservation, year after year after year, and exploring and reuniting who the Duwamish are.
James even testified against the Duwamish petition because he disagrees with Hansen's leadership style. Other tribes have also opposed the federal status, which may explain Hansen's protective stance. James says if the Duwamish do win recognition, he'd move to get involved in the leadership. His interest is to ensure the tribe's membership would be open to everyone who deserves it.
And then they're doing a justice for Chief Seattle, because he wanted his people gathered into one spot, not dispersed. That's why it broke his heart.
As we talk, a hearse drives by, and James casually mentions that's for his uncle. Nearby, people are gathering shellfish for a memorial dinner later tonight. Following tradition, the uncle will later be buried in the tribe cemetery just down the road. This is the kind of deep-rooted reservation life the Duwamish have gone without as they continue to press for a federal stamp of approval. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.